You see, the reason why sometimes we can't become what God is calling us to become, because the enemy is tying people in different limitations and in different ways and in different levels. You see, we began by the loins. We began by the loins when destinies of men are tied on the loins. Praise the Lord. After receiving the deliverance of the loins, you discover that there are gates that are locked. No matter how much you work hard, you wonder why you are not able to penetrate certain gates. You are not able to do certain things. You are not able to receive favor. You wonder why doors are locked. Because that is another level. That's why our battles is not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against principalities, against rulers of darkness, because it is rulers of darkness that governs the gates. It is rulers of darkness that governs the gates. So the Lord said the gates has to be opened, that no man can shut. Hallelujah. Now that the gates are opened, there is another level. And this is the level of judgment. The reasons that the accuser is bringing to the Lord, the reason why you can't be blessed, the reason why you can't prosper, the reason why you can't become what God has called you to become, because your great grandfather sinned, because of what you did 10 years ago, the enemy is still using it against your life. The enemy is still using the sin you committed 5 years ago. The enemy is still using the gate of brows to try to shackle your legs, to try to block you from becoming what God has called it to become. But by the mercies of God, by the mercies of God, today we decree in the name that is above every other name, that every gaze of brass be broken to little unrecognizable pieces. That the things that stopped others will not stop you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. But before that, we have to come to the level where every crooked path be made straight. You want to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. You want to wander in the wilderness for 40 years because you are so confused in that bottle of liquor. You are so confused in that cocaine you are injecting in your hands. The enemy has put you into a place where you are not able to rise to become what God has called you to become, because he has made every road crooked. So you try to go this way, you meet a roadblock. You come this way, you meet a roadblock. You come this way, you meet a roadblock, because the enemy is trying to make your ways crooked. So you don't know where to go. You don't know how to become what God has called you to become. But he's saying the Lord will go ahead of you. The Lord of Israel is going ahead of you. The Lord of hosts is going ahead of you. Banda, epanda binda makanda banda la badaba, epende bende la panda banda la pada banda la banda. Let the Lord go ahead of you. Let the Lord level every crooked path, every crooked path that the enemy is using to delay you, to tie your leg, to pull you back when you are meant to be moving forward. But the devil has put something in your leg. The devil has put wrong people around you to delay you from your purpose. The enemy has put people around you to lead you into the wrong direction. The enemy is bringing some relationships around you that has no destiny to the place where God is calling you to go. But today, by the authority of the name that is above every name, by the authority of the Spirit of truth, by the revelation of the Word of God, we decree that every crooked path in our lives, in our destiny, over the lives of every church member of restoration of the tent of David be made straight. You can't afford to be delayed, because we are on a time calendar. Each one of us, we are on a time calendar. We are growing old. Hallelujah. And we have to utilize. Hallelujah. David said, teach me how to number my days, that I may apply my heart to wisdom. Hallelujah. Don't live as if you belong to this earth. Don't live as if you're gonna be here forever. Utilize the time that God has given you. Rise up to the occasion and decree the word of God that every crooked path in my life, in my destiny, be made straight in the name of Jesus. Be made straight in the name of Jesus. Because my progress cannot be delayed. My purpose cannot be delayed. Where I am going cannot be delayed. Ye kabaya ta 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 ta. Mokoto alagadosh. Legede atora gadagada. Reto opayatapa. Oparato opayakata. Ogodo olagadia. Regede edod. Ragada kalagadagada. Rabede edoda. Labede edoda. Ragadia tadagada. Radia tagadagada. Zegedia hatana. Yego agana hantani. Eparada. Eparada. Eko halante. Mino hota salavi ukana hamtanazi ekedegedegedegede shagadagalagadigada zegedia naganata radia torabi hatano hoza veria ekira ganata segedi raganata segedia hantaramanani aparo raganata zepedia zaganata diganano kuraganani eperana hantanazi zegedia reganata deganazo zeganani kira ganata deganane zeganazi. People will discover you have arrived. Will discover you have arrived on top of the mountain. They will wonder, how did you come here? How did you reach this height? Because the Lord had gone ahead of you. Because the Lord had made every crooked path straight. You will climb that mountain. You will climb that mountain. You will climb that mountain because strength is pouring from above. You will climb that mountain because the wisdom of God is coming upon you. You will climb that mountain because the hand of God is coming upon you. You will climb that mountain, the highest mountain. Ayabayagadia dagada, zegedia nokonagadia daganate, that the Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more in the mighty name of Jesus. The Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more, because help has come in the mighty name of Jesus. And every crooked path be made straight. Ye parando hoto zavenda, I kabanda labia, ye toso parate, ye kendolo nanandi, I kabaranta, etezebedia, ranta maganande, ye kebereta, ratarina, agadagadagadagada, agadagadagadagada, ragadia taganate, e parada maganato. May God give speed to somebody tonight. May the Lord give you speed to reach where you are meant to reach. May God give you speed to arrive where you are meant to arrive. May God give you speed to fulfill what God has called you to fulfill. May God give you speed to establish that ministry. May God give you speed to establish that business. May God give you that speed to establish your career. May God give you that speed. When you are there, when you are there, when you are there,
When you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, when you are there, miracles happen when you are there, 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 when you are there. You see, there are levels that God has called us to reach in the name of Jesus. It begins by God subduing nations. There are things that God must subdue. There are things that God must bring under control. Adabaya ta 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 ta. Rekabaya ta 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 ta. Zekabara ta baya ta 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 ta. When God subdue nations, then the Bible say he will lose the loins of kings. In the mighty name of Jesus, let's decree the dominion of God tonight. Everything that needs to be subdued, everything that have conquered cities, have conquered nations, have conquered our families, that needs to be subdued tonight. Every powers of hell that needs to be subdued, let them be subdued in the name of Jesus. Every powers that have controlled men, that have dominated men in darkness, today in the name that is above every name, we command them to be subdued. We command darkness in our cities be subdued. We command darkness in our land be subdued. We command witchcraft be subdued. We command witchcraft, road accident be subdued. Diabolic works be subdued. Our lives will not be manipulated in the hands of wicked men. Our stars will not be manipulated in the hands of wicked men. Our destinies will not be manipulated in the hands of wicked men. Our children will not be manipulated in the hands of wicked men. Our technology, our ministry will not be manipulated in the hands of wicked men. Tonight we decree that, Lord, let them be subdued. Every darkness in the land, every darkness in our families, every darkness in our cities, let them be subdued in the mighty name of Jesus. And we lose every loin. The loins of kings be loosed, be loosed, be loosed from that umbilical cord that have tied you to darkness. Be loosed from those purposes of darkness that have tied your loins, that have tied the powers from your father's house, the powers from your mother's house, those evil covenants. Magoda hadabando, lagadia tobaya takidogonata, segedia tananta. But every time you want to rise, they drive you back. Every time you want to do something, those powers ties you to come back to the same status quo. But today, in the name that is above every name, I command your loins be loosed. I command your loins be loosed. Those powers that have dominated your life, those powers that have dominated your destiny, so that you are not able to shine, so that the things that God has hidden within you from the foundation of the earth, they are not able to show forth. But today, in the name of Jesus, I command you, be loosed. Be loosed, thou woman. Be loosed. Be loosed, thou man. Be loosed, thou woman. Be loosed. Be loosed. Be loosed from the powers of hell. Be loosed from demon control. Be loosed from darkness. Be loosed, sakada. Rakadagadagadagada. Rakadiyatakadagalagadas. Randemanakatoragida. Akadagadalakadagadagadas. Randeminahanto. Ratuakata.
Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, woman, be thou loosed. That thing that have tied your womb not to give birth to children, be thou loosed. That thing that have tied your womb not to get married, be thou loosed. In the mighty name of Jesus, that thing that have tied the spiritual giftings that God has put within you, be thou loosed. That thing that have put limitation in your life, not to do the will of God, not to answer the call of God, be thou loosed from the hand of the wicked one, be thou loosed from that spirit of witchcraft, be thou loosed from that power, from your father's house, from your mother's house, be thou loosed, be thou delivered, be thou loosed, 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 ratapayata tatata, regadegadagada, radiatatarata, regadegadugada, radiatatagada, rendemina hata, regadiatatata, 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 begadebedebede, ekadagalagadagada, regadegadagada, rantemina manato, reta birabatata, rebedebedebede,
be thou loose. Sometimes it takes the word, the Lord, to speak the word. Receive what is yours. Walk into your liberty. Walk into your liberty today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Walk into your liberty tonight. In the name of Jesus.
May the Lord open a double door above your life. May the Lord open a double door in your life. A door that no darkness can shut. A door that no relative can shut. No evil uncle can shut. Rakabayata opayatu utomanate lopana hatodo atata ragadete rita ragadata. May the Lord open a double door. May the Lord open a double door that cannot be shut. They will try to bring you down, but they will not be able to bring you down, because there is help from above, there is connection from above, there is graces from above, there is empowerment from above, there is oil from above, there is mercy from above, because there is a double-edged door that the Lord is opening above your life. A door of progress, a door of favor, a door of progress. Rabba ba 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 ba, reke biyatata. A door for nations, reba yatata. A door in the marketplace, reke torobo yege degada. Randa manata, randwa magadi, legedona hand, antanaganandi, ikadagande, reke perida, akadogonagande, reke degia, akadagadagada, reke dia dananta.
Those that had closed doors. The doors that were closed before, you will go back to those places that denied the opportunity. They will be in a hurry to give you those opportunities. Places you failed the interview, they will call you again. They will call you again. They will say, "We remember you. We remember you. You got that job. Hallelujah. That job they said you failed, because the door has been opened." They will call you back again in the name of Jesus. That interview that they denied you, because the door has been opened, you will pass it in the mighty name of Jesus. That exam you have been failing, because the door has been opened, this time you are going to sit for that exam and you are going to pass with flying colors. Yeah! Oh my! Adua! Receive grace of open doors. Receive grace of double-edged door that no man can shut, no devil can shut. Ayabaya ta 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 ta. Reketeri.
sina handa ito zavida aparade minto namanani ita zadande ito zaranta. In the name of Jesus,
we have to deal with the spiritual part for the physical to find expression. We are speaking to situations in the spirit. We are praying in the Holy Ghost because things are coming to alignment. Hallelujah. Things are coming to alignment in the mighty name of Jesus. Do you know, during the actual this, you know, what I'm reading today was a prophecy, but Isaiah was prophesying that there was a time that God was going to raise a man by name Cyrus. Hallelujah. And God was going to use this man as a restorer. And in the days of Cyrus, resources was opened to God's people to go back and build Jerusalem. So when Cyrus began to reign, hallelujah, it is not just the spiritual aspect. God is opening doors of resources. God is opening doors of abundance. But his will be done. But his house be built in the mighty name of Jesus. Boyoto subia tamani hedo zavandi itazia na handa legia tohoda dabani hilakido itunan holavidu hudavanat idozi hadi hadu zavo jina hanto olavida itohoda vana hate legidu ido na handa hada 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 ha hada 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 ha hada 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 ha hada 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 ha. God will bring men of great abundance. God will bring women of great resources that will be able to stand with you to accomplish the call of God concerning your life, because the doors has been opened. You see, even in ministry, there are doors that we need God to open. There was a time during the building of the foundation of the house of God, the former generation came and saw the second foundation and they say, it is not as great as what Solomon had built. But the word of God came and said, the latter hand of this house shall be greater, because silver and gold is mine, says the Lord. So silver and gold can beautify the work of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Silver and gold can beautify the kingdom of God. Silver and gold, there is an empowerment of silver and gold to prosper the kingdom of God. There is an empowerment of silver and gold to plant churches across nation. There is an empowerment of silver and gold to establish the work of God on the nations of the earth. There is an empowerment of silver and gold. God will touch the hearts of kings. God will touch the hearts of billionaires to stand with the work of his kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus, because God is raising men with authority. But will open gates that have been remained shut for generations on the past. God is raising men of caliber. Men with authority in the marketplace, men in authority in the economic, men in authority in the political world, that will use their offices to open doors for children of God to prosper, for the work of God to prosper, for the kingdom of God to prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. And this is what the Lord was speaking. Sometimes we need God to bring the right connections, to bring people in authority that will command, that will subdue, that will loose, that will strengthen in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That brass will be broken. Judgment will be broken into pieces.
limitations in our life, in our institutions, in our families be brought down. Rise up from today by the help of the Lord. Rise up, because the word has gone forth and it will not return to the Father. Hallelujah, the way he sent it. Receive the word of God that will take you to the place you need to be. In the mighty name of Jesus, receive that word. Receive, receive, receive help. Receive help, receive help, receive help, receive help, receive help, receive help from above. Receive help, that every crooked path be made straight. Let that struggle come to an end. Move forward, reach your end destination. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just begin to bless the Lord tonight for his word. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Just bless him. He said, I will give you riches in secret places. Hallelujah. God will open your eyes to see opportunities you have never thought they are opportunities. Hallelujah. God will give you ideas. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Ah, we worship you, Jesus. We worship you because your word has gone forth. We worship you, Almighty One. We worship you, the Dome Maker. We worship you, Jehovah Gabor. We worship you, the Lord that have gone ahead of us. As a church, we worship you. We bless you tonight, Almighty Father. We lift your holy name. We exalt your holy name. Blessed be the name of our Lord. Blessed be the name of our King. For you have sent forth your word, and it will not return to you void. We bless you for the miracles. We bless you for the testimony. We bless you for the open doors. We bless you for every crooked path that has been made straight. We bless you because the enemy is defeated at the gate. We bless you because doors of nations have been opened. Doors of resources to build your kingdom has been opened. We bless you, mighty one of Jacob. We give you grace. We give you honor. We give you power, because everything belongs to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to the Lord Almighty. We thank you, mighty God, for your great salvation. We thank you, mighty God, for your great deliverance. We thank you, oh Jehovah, because we know our lives will never be the same. Our families will never be the same. Our children will never be the same. By the authority of your word, we shall never be the same. For you send forth your word, that you may heal us of our infirmities. We thank you tonight, oh God, because your word have set us free. In the name of Jesus, and those that shall continue in your word, they shall be free, and they will be free indeed. We decree today, we are free indeed from every traps of the enemy. We are free indeed from every shackles of the enemy. We are free indeed from every limitation. We are free indeed, because you have sent forth your word. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah.